We could stop right there and not say anything this morning, and we'd have a good lesson from Proverbs chapter 31. The verses there that the wise man Solomon wrote concerning mothers, faithful mothers and wives. And there's not anything that I'd want to add to that. We will make a few comments about it this morning because it speaks for itself. There are many subjects in the Bible that we can study. There's the plan of salvation that God has for us that He expects us to learn and obey. There's a history of mankind, of where we came from, who created us, how the world and all the universe came into being, and who put us here, and what we're expected to do while we're here, and that for us, that's going to end one day on earth, and there's going to be a better place if we believe God and obey Him. Speaking about wives and mothers, it's a scriptural subject. On the calendar, in the United States at least, it's labeled Mother's Day. It's a red letter day. And so it'd be scriptural to talk about mothers for a little while this morning. And as we look at Proverbs chapter 31, there's some good things it said there. And I want to look at a few of those things this morning. But before I do, on the back of the bulletin, I put another rerun from several years ago. I found this article somewhere and I put it in the bulletin three or four years ago. And I thought it would be good to bring it out of the archives and share it with you again today, because sometimes we may take for granted our wives and our mothers and what they mean to us. And as Jan said earlier, it's good to have each one here today, because we're here, number one, to worship God and to do His will, to help upbuild ourselves in the service of God and to please Him in what we do to here. And all the glory goes to Him and our worship to Him. I'm thankful you're here. I'm thankful to be able to be here. And it goes without saying, I'm thankful that most of my family is here as far as our immediate family. There's three generations in my family that are Christians. If you add my mother and grandmother to that, that's five generations. Today we have four generations of my family here. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm glad you're here with us today. This article on the back of the bulletin says this. The story is told about a man who came home from work and found his three children outside, still in their pajamas, playing in the dirt with empty food boxes and wrappers strewn all over the front yard. The door of his wife's car was open, as was the front door to the house, and there was no sign of the dog. Proceeding into the house, he found an even bigger mess. A lamp had been knocked over and the throw rug was pushed up against the wall. In the front room, the TV was loudly playing a cartoon channel, and the family room was strewn with toys and various items of clothing. In the kitchen, dishes filled the sink. Breakfast food was spilled on the counter. The fridge door was open. Pet food was spilled on the floor. Broken glass was under the table. A small pile of sand was spread by the back door. He quickly headed up the stairs, stepping over toys and more piles of clothes, looking for his wife. He was worried that she might be ill or that something serious had happened. He was met by a small trickle of water as he made his way out the bathroom door. As he peered inside, he found wet towels, scummy soap, and more toys strewn over the floor. Several feet of toilet paper lay in a heap, and toothpaste had been smeared over the mirror and walls. As he rushed to the bedroom, he found his wife still curled up in bed in her pajamas, reading a book. She looked up at him and smiled and asked him how his day went. He looked at her bewildered and asked, "What happened here today?" She again smiled and answered, "You know, every day when you come home from work and you ask me what in the world I did all day?" "Yes, I do," he replied. She answered, "Well, today I didn't do it." And I think that story brings home the point sometimes that maybe we don't appreciate our wives and our mothers, or even sometimes our dads and our parents in that regard, are not appreciated enough. We're all in this together, husbands and wives and family. And so we're thankful for that today. In Proverbs chapter 31, let's look at a few things that the wise man Solomon said about a faithful wife and a faithful mother. Verse 10, he talks about that she is a woman of great value. There's nothing more valuable to a man than a virtuous wife, and to a children than a faithful mother. It says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." A man may have a good job. He may be making several hundred thousand dollars a year, and he may have a lot of material things. He may go to the top of the pay scale in his work career. But if he doesn't have someone that's a good wife that can stand beside him and support him, then he really may be a failure in regard to not having someone he can appreciate. She's worth so many things to us. And so Solomon said it well. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. And in that you can say that you really can't compare the worth of a faithful wife and a faithful mother. Her value is far greater than anything that we can really imagine. And when you look around and you see the example that was set by so many mothers and grandmothers over the years toward their children and grandchildren, and we need to feed off of that and appreciate the good example of godly women, God-fearing women, and those who had tried to serve God and were faithful to their husbands and brought up their children in a good way. We need to appreciate that and be thankful for the value that they set in giving us a good example to follow. Verses 11 and 12 in Proverbs chapter 31, Solomon talks about the fact that the wife is valuable, the faithful wife, that the husband is blessed because he has a good wife, a faithful wife. Verses 11 and 12 says, "The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain." You've heard it said sometimes that behind a good man is a good woman. And so the truth is that God planned it that way. In the very beginning of time, He made man. He made Adam, and then He looked around, and all the things He had made, there was not found a helpmeet for Adam. And so He made the woman. He took a rib, a bone from Adam's side, and He made the woman, and He brought her to Him and said, "Here is the woman I'm giving to you to be your wife, to be your helpmeet." And so that was God's plan, that there'd be a partnership of a husband and a wife. And so a man is blessed by having a faithful wife by his side. Verse 12 says, "She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." So we need to be thankful for our blessings we have of having a good wife, a faithful woman who fears God, a truthful woman that wants to do right and does her best to bring up her children in the way they should go. A husband is blessed. Also, look at verse 23 of Proverbs chapter 31. He is blessed by this wife. Verse 23 says, "Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land." The man who goes out, the man who's successful, if he's successful in what he does, he'll be known, but a lot of that regard will be because if he had a wife that was behind him, supporting him and walking beside him all the way. And so it's a partnership. It's a wonderful thing. So a faithful wife and mother is of great value, far greater than we can esteem sometimes, and her husband is blessed by her and what she means to him. She cares for her family, verses 13 through 27. Brother Watson read those verses, but I want to look at just a few things in regard to a good wife and a faithful mother. Verse 13 talks about the fact she willingly works with her hands. So she's not going to be lazy. She's going to be willing to do what it takes to help her family physically and materially. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. Verse 15, she's not a lazy woman. She also rises while it's yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservant. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. And so here's the woman that cares for her family. She's a woman that is serving God, and she's doing right toward her husband and her children. Verse 17, she girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. So those of you that have raised children, you know that sometimes that lamp and that the oil in that lamp has to be burning all night, because you have a child that's fretful. You have a child that's in discomfort. You have a child maybe that's got is sick and it cannot rest. And so you're up with that child, and you stay up with that child hour after hour after hour. And if it takes it day after day and week after week to care for that child, you find inner strength from somewhere to find the ability to go on and care for that child. That's the worthy woman, the virtuous woman. She cares for her children. He goes on down in verse 21 of Proverbs 31 says, she's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. We go to verses 25 through 27 and we see again how she cares for her family. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. So there's so much value that needs to be placed on a faithful wife and a faithful mother. It means so much to us because God made it a scriptural subject when Solomon talked about the virtuous woman, the worthy woman. Verse 28, the faithful wife and mother is one that's to be honored and respected. And she will be honored and respected because of the life she lives, her actions toward her family, and the way she presents herself toward others. She is valuable. Verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Let us not forget the value of what we have in our life. Then she shall be praised, verses 30 and 31. Certainly on a daily basis. It shouldn't just be once a year, but on a daily basis. Everyone who do things that's right in the sight of God and who care for their family, whether it be a dad or a mother, they ought to be appreciated for what they do. And good, faithful children who obey God and are obedient children and are striving to do good and live good lives, those children should be praised and appreciated for the good work that they do and the hard work they do and the good grades they make in school and the things they do in obeying their parents. So we ought to not just appreciate just the woman or the man, but both the parents who are faithful to God and bringing up their children, and appreciate our children, and children, let's appreciate our parents while we have them. Because many of us haven't had our parents in a number of years as far as this life is concerned. We need to praise them and tell them thanks now. Because after all, sometime it'll be too late to say thank you for what you did. Because they'll be gone. And if we're still here, we can't tell them then. We need to tell them now. If we have any praise, if we have any thanks, if we have a neck hug, if we have a token of appreciation, we need to tell them now. Because life is valuable. Her faith influences her family. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. When Paul the apostle wrote to the young preacher Timothy, he commended Timothy's mother and grandmother for their faith. The faith that he knew that they had, and he was sure that was in Timothy also, because Timothy had been taught and brought up by these two women who were godly women. They saw the need to teach their child. He received their teaching, and so their faith influenced him. Verse 5 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1 says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. We need to appreciate our parents, our grandparents, those who lived before us. Be appreciative of that. I mentioned to some of you before here at Beulah, I think, but my mother passed away when I was 12 years old. And really, all this time has gone by, and it still seemed like just a few weeks ago. It still seemed like not a lot of space has gone by. Because I still have those memories like they're real. They're real. But she attended the services of the church. She read her Bible. She heard the gospel of Christ taught when she was a teenage girl. She believed what she heard about Jesus Christ and His sacrifice and the shedding of His blood, and that she needed to confess that and repent of her sins, and she was baptized. She taught two of her sisters. They were baptized. As a result of that, and her two sisters, two of their brothers also heard the Word of God and believed it, were baptized. She taught my grandmother, and my grandmother was baptized and served God faithfully till she passed away at the age of 87. We need to be thankful for a good example. Good example goes a long way. Her example of living a good life, caring for her children, setting the good example of believing and obeying God. She won't be perfect. She'll make some mistakes. But she's still a God-fearing woman. So, her good example brings good results. Your mother has said something and done something for you down the road that will be a lasting example to you. A good example goes very far. Go back to Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. And let's be thankful for the example of not only good wives and good mothers, but for all who would believe God, who would obey God, who would serve God faithfully. That example can be set, and your faith can be seen then by your children and instilled in them that they can serve and obey God too, because they see your faith working in your life. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. It's a very familiar reading to most of us. He says there, beginning in verse 13, "You are the salt of the earth." Now he's speaking of disciples, followers of Christ, and how it will be in the kingdom, in the church, on earth. "You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Last night I got a call from a man, and I don't know how long we were on the phone. It was well over an hour. And I must have walked a path around where we park our vehicles at the end of our house and down to the grapevines and back, talking to that man. Listen to him about the Word of God, about obeying the Word of God, the importance of serving God, and what his mother meant to him. And how are we going to get from point A to point Z? That good influence. It's okay to talk about good things. Let's keep our good memories. Let's appreciate our loved ones, whether it be our dad, our mother, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters in Christ, our neighbor, our friends. Let's appreciate good people and the example they set. Because I'll tell you, the worthy woman, the faithful mother, the faithful wife, her price is far above rubies. But the good example of any of us, if we set the right example and we serve God and we're honest and we're diligent in doing what's right in this life, we're going to make our mistakes. But in the end, someone will point a finger at you and say, "I remember what a good example he was. I remember how much she meant to me." And if some things are going to stand out more than others. But let's be thankful for good examples. Let's be thankful for one another. Well, it's going to be a short lesson this morning, but Solomon said it all. As I said, Proverbs 31:10 through 31, we really didn't have a lot more to say. A faithful wife and mother should be loved and greatly appreciated. She should be honored by her husband and her family for her faith and her good example. Let's be thankful for our mothers who have genuine faith in God and for the example they set. But let's don't stop with that this morning. Let's be thankful for the example of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who Peter tells us he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he reviled not again, leaving us a perfect example that we should follow in his steps. If we want to set a good example as wives and mothers, as dads and parents, as neighbors and friends, as brothers and sisters, as workers, as business people, let's follow the supreme example, and that's Jesus, who set the perfect example. Follow him. Pattern our life after him. And matter of fact, he invites us to come and obey him. He has rules for us to come to obey him, but he invites every day. And we need to take advantage of that invitation while we live, while we breathe, while we have opportunity. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus said in the invitation, it's classified sometimes as the great invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and burden is light. If you're here this morning and you haven't followed the example of Jesus and followed His commands, He would ask you to confess Him as the Son of God, repent of your sins, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, and His precious blood will wash your sins away. And you can leave this building forgiven. If you're here this morning and maybe you were baptized into Christ at one time and you haven't served Him faithfully, the blood of Christ is there for us if we'll come back and confess that we haven't been faithful. Repent of our sins and ask for forgiveness. And the beauty of it all is that He will forgive us. And when He forgives, we ought to forgive others just as He's forgiven us. Because if we don't hold for a forgiving attitude and forgive others when they make things right, neither will the Father in heaven forgive us. Forgiveness goes a long ways. It'll help us have assurance of heaven. Let's be thankful for the example of Jesus and for the example of other faithful Christians and for others. If you're here this morning and need to respond in any way, we're going to be leading the invitation song. Please come at this time.